Heading number 25, Understanding the Principles Behind Pratikraman by Gnani Purush Dadashri, whose words were caught on tape record, edited and compiled for this book by Pujya, the revered Dr. Niruben Amin. Heading, Understanding the Principles Behind Pratikraman. Questioner, when we become engrossed in the activities and workings of the relative self, our awareness becomes shrouded and veiled, and consequently we are not able to discharge our karma completely. The realization comes later on. So is there a way to do pratikraman for this so that we can discharge the karma? Dadashri, when you do pratikraman, your karma will become lighter. When they come again, they will be even lighter. But if you do not do pratikraman, then the same burden will return with the same weight. All these are discharge karma, and through repeated pratikraman, they will become progressively lighter and then end. Page 101. Questioner, you say that atikraman is neutral, does not charge karma for mahatmas. So why is there a need to do pratikraman? Dadashri, atikraman, aggression through thoughts, speech and acts, is neutral, but when one becomes engrossed in it, he plants the seed, a cause for a new karma. If you do not become engrossed, absorbed, tanmayakar, one with the body during the atikraman, then you do not create any causes. Atikraman in itself does not do anything, and with pratikraman, even when you do not become engrossed in it, it will give results. You are the knower of when Chandubhai becomes engrossed and when he does not. You, the self, never become engrossed or tanmayakar or one with the body after this gnan. It is the mind, the intellect, the chit and the ego that become engrossed, and you are the knower, the gnata, the seer, the drashta of these. Questioner, if Chandubhai becomes engrossed, then we have to tell Chandubhai to do pratikraman, right? Dada? Dadashri, yes, Chandubhai has to do pratikraman. Questioner, is it possible to do pratikraman in dreams? Dadashri, yes, you can do pratikraman very well. The pratikraman you do in your dreams are better than the ones you do now. Right now you do them quickly, but whatever work gets done during the state of dreaming is very methodical. It is also very good when you see Dada in your dreams. You can see Dada better in your dreams than you can in your wakeful state. This is because dreams are a natural and spontaneous state, and here this state of wakefulness is unnatural. In the karmic path, when one becomes self-realized, there is no pratikraman for him. After acquiring the self, pratikraman is considered poison. For us, the self does not have to do pratikraman. We make Chandulal do the pratikraman. Because this is akram vignan, there is still a lot of baggage of previous life karma left inside. Page 102. When you do pratikraman for the person you have wronged, do you know which self in that person you are referring to? You are not doing pratikraman to the relative self, but the pure soul, the pure self in that person. You are doing pratikraman and asking for forgiveness because of the transgression you have committed against that person in the presence of his pure self, the pure soul. Therefore, you are asking that pure self for forgiveness. After that, you are not concerned with his relative self. Pratikraman is done by the ego, but it is prajna, the new energy of the enlightened self, that is present until one gets final liberation. It is prajna that prompts the ego to do pratikraman. The subtlest of faults, sukshma tar faults, within A.M. Patel, do not escape my observation. None amongst you can tell that these faults are taking place because they are not visible. Questioner, can you see our faults, Dada? Dada Shri, yes, I can see all of them, but I am not concerned with those faults. I am instantly aware of them, but my vision is directed towards your pure self. It is never focused on the unfolding effects of your karma. I am aware of everyone's faults, but they have no effect on me. Even those who are liable for a punishment of their karma are also worthy of forgiveness from me. This forgiveness is spontaneous and natural, sahaj. The person does not have to ask me for it. People become pure wherever there is spontaneous forgiveness, sahaj kshama. Where people are required to ask for forgiveness, that is the very place one becomes impure and tainted, because egos are involved. Where the forgiveness is spontaneous, everything becomes pure. As long as there is naturalness within me, sahajta within me, no pratikraman is required. This would also apply to you if you were to become natural, sahaj as well. The moment one loses the natural state, he must do pratikraman. Whenever you look at me, you will see naturalness, sahajta. I always remain in my natural state, the pure self, and that never changes. Page 103. After I give you this gnan, I also give you the 5 agnas for your protection, so that you stay as the self. And if you remain within these agnas, you will attain liberation, moksha. In addition to this, whenever atikraman or aggression happens, you must do pratikraman. If you forget to abide by my agnas, you must do pratikraman. To forget is a human quality, but to do pratikraman nevertheless is purushartha. Do pratikraman in this way. Dada, I forgot to abide by your agnas for the last 2 hours. I want to follow your agnas. Please forgive me. Then you will be forgiven. This is akram vignan. Vignan means that it is a science, and therefore it gives immediate results. Where there is no need to do anything, that is called a science. And wherever one has to do something, that is all relative religion. The thinkers amongst you will wonder how, without doing anything, they have managed to acquire this akram vignan. That is the beauty of akram vignan. Akram, without kram, without any steps. Jai Sat Chit Anand. The awareness of the eternal is bliss. Jai Satchidanand. Jai Satchidanand. Jai Satchidanand. Jai Satchidanand. Jai Satchidanand.